This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. These are the Tates. And these are the Campbells. And this is Soap.
How do I look?
It fits you like a glob.
Oh, it seems a little baggy up here.
Lady, this is a third world nation. What do you want? Calvin Klein's? El cuerpo. ¿Cómo está?
Mira tú, lárgate de aquí o te parto la cabeza. ¿Me entiendes? You yutz.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Ah, buenos días.
De nada. Hello, Will. How was the war?
Not too bad, thanks.
It didn't go well?
No, I didn't say that. On the contraband, it went very well.
What happened?
Oh, no, I'll get that, thank you. Well, you see, first we stormed the walls of the city, yes? Mm-hmm. And then we climb over the walls and we land on the sacred ground of the capital. Then we scream, down with the communist regime, we come to liberate our land. Yes. We will take back our city. And then we kill all the communists in the city, and we raise our flag, and boy, am I lying, because we got creamed.
Oh, El, I'm so sorry. What happened to your soldiers?
Oh, my men fought valiantly and bravely.
Oh, that's wonderful.
For about 2 minutes, then they all ran away and changed sides.
Are you quite certain? Maybe they just got lost.
I tell you, there I was, running to the walls of the city like a moron, yelling and screaming. And I look behind, and everybody's getting fitted for communist uniforms.
Oh, Red. We lost. What am I going to do?
Oh, El, don't be upset. There'll be other revolutions.
Not for Carlos Marcelo David Escobar Rodriguez El Palco Valdez, they won't. We're through. There's no more fighting. There are no more troops. No, Red. All that is left is me and Juan and Juan and Juan. Juan!
Yes.
Yes?
No. Get Juan.
Which one?
Juan.
I am 1-1.
Then get me 1-2.
Okay.
All right, that was 1-1. He will take you to safety. I will remain here and await the inevitable.
El, I am surprised at you. Waiting to be killed? You should be staying alive and going on. Those people took your land away from you.
Crummy, no?
It's downright rude, El. You cannot give up. You have something to believe in. You have a dream, El. How many people in this world do you know that still believe in something, that still have a dream? You are a very special person. Don't you know that? I say we fight. You come home with me. You come to Connecticut, America, and we'll fight the revolution from my house.
Gee, Rich, you know, nobody's ever said that to me before. You are wonderful, Red. And of course, you're right. El Puerco cannot die. El Puerco must live and fight so that others may die. 1-1. Get your comrades 1-2 and 1-3 and tell them to pack up. We are going to Connecticut, America.
How do we get there, oh, great pig?
We will take 2 boats. 1-2 and 1-3 will go in 1 boat with you, 1-1.
Yes.
Yes?
No. You and I will take another boat. It will not be pleasant. We will be freezing by night and boiling by day. The sun will crack your skin and, well, your hair is going to look like hell. We may be shot and we may be eaten up by sharks, but we will try. You have given me renewed hope, red-haired one. Yes. I will get you to Connecticut, America, safe and sound, or you will die trying.
Maybe I said too much.
Thank you. Now, you've been employed by this Mr. Tibbs ever since, is that correct?
Yeah.
In what capacity?
A hooker.
Oh.
What I'm trying to determine for the record is what it is exactly that you do.
I sell my body to men for money.
Oh! I'm terribly sorry. I'm really sorry.
Mr. DA?
Assistant DA Rollins.
Yeah, the DA has a mustache.
Oh, great. Listen, Mr. Assistant here, if you're finished, we got a lot of work we got to do.
Yeah, I think we have just about everything we need. I'm going to make my report to the DA, and we'll issue a warrant for Tibbs' arrest.
All right. That's it.
What about Gwen?
You and the sheriff take care of that, okay?
All right, good, thanks. All right, we'll see you guys upstairs. Tell the DA I'm on the way, all right?
Gwen. Wolf.
Thanks. Man should be in a home. Look, Danny, Gwen, I'm going to go see the real DA.
Right, the one with the mustache.
Right, the guy with the stash. All right, listen, Gwen. Thank you.
Oh, no, don't thank me. You've been real nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you, thank you.
Thank you. But don't thank me. Thank you.
Hey, Dan, wait a minute. You solved it here, so thank you.
Thank you. But it's her. Thank her.
I did, didn't I?
I don't know, but thank you for asking.
Thank you.
No, you still didn't say thank you for the first thing you were supposed to say thank you for.
I've been thanked. Thank you.
You're welcome. I gotta get out of here. Listen, all right, I'll see you in a little while. Goodbye, and,
Well, that's that. Did I do okay?
You did great. I'm proud of you.
Really? Nobody's ever been proud of me before.
Are you scared?
Yeah.
Well, one thing you should know about Deputy Dan is that when he says he'll protect and serve, he means he'll protect and serve. A promise is a promise, Gwen, so don't worry. Really. Now, let's find you a place to live.
Danny?
Yeah?
I just want to say that I think you're the most... Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stunning piece, isn't it?
It's overpriced.
Oh, be serious. I'm practically giving it away.
It's chipped.
Well, what do you expect? It's over 200 years old.
What do you think you're doing?
Saunders, please, go away. The drapes are a set, but I'd be willing to sell them separately.
I'm sorry, madam. There's been a mistake. There is no sale.
Saunders!
What's going on here? Now, the ad in the paper.
Pay no attention to him. This is Saunders, our butler.
And that's Chester, the gardener. He lives in the pool house.
Saunders!
He's quite harmless, but he pulls these pranks from time to time. Chester. Madam, I deeply regret your inconvenience. Sir, I'm sorry, please.
I'll let you have the drapes for $100.
I'll give you 50.
75, and they're yours. Okay, 50. Wait! I have half a mind to deck you.
I dislike violence, but I'm awfully good at it.
Well, I'm certainly not going to stoop to your level.
Wise decision.
Daddy, were you selling Mother's furniture?
Eunice, we have run out of money. We have to eat.
I'll give you 50 cents if you clean the oven.
I'd rather starve.
I can live with that.
Anyway, Dutch got a job today. He's going to bring home some money.
Eunice, he's working in a car wash. We'll be lucky if he brings home 75 cents.
Oh, I'll just bet that rotten little witch Annie put you up to selling Mother's things.
The rotten little witch isn't into influencing people. I mean, what's it to me if Chester wants to sell furniture?
Well, then you might have to get up off your duff and get a job.
Well, that's funny coming from you, Eunice. I mean, you haven't done anything steady in years. Well, not vertically, anyway.
It's so cold in here.
We're out of fuel.
How do the poor people stand it?
They don't. Hi.
Darling, you're home from the car wash so early.
I got fired.
Why?
I didn't know what agua meant.
Dodge, what are we gonna do?
Perhaps you could apply for food stamps.
Food stamps?
Yes, you see, you apply for the stamps with the Welfare Bureau, and in turn you exchange the stamps for food.
Welfare? The Tates? The public dole? Where do we apply? Well.
The butler answers the telephone for the gardener? Really?
Tate furniture clearance? What? Yes? Oh, it's the State Department. Yes? I see. It's about Mother. Oh, my God.
Honey, what is it?
Honey, what is it? You ask, what is it? You've got the nerve to ask, what is it? Daddy, what is it?
Excuse me. The government sent a plane into Malaguay and they discovered the rebel camp.
Oh, that's wonderful.
However, there's no sign of your mother.
Oh, that's terrible.
But they did discover a few strands of red hair in a tent.
Well, that's wonderful.
On El Puerco's pillow.
Oh, Daddy, now don't be depressed. They're going to find Mother.
Don't be depressed. Your mother is shedding somewhere in the jungle, and I can't be depressed. They think that there's a good chance that she may be alive.
Well, that's wonderful.
Or she may have been captured by the communists and executed.
Oh, my God, that's sad.
Dutch, knock it off.
Yes, I see. Okay. Thank you. God.
What about Billy? Did they have any news about Billy?
Yes, no one has seen him or heard from him. They have no idea whether he's dead or alive. They have no clues to work on as to his whereabouts.
Well, then everything's not completely hopeless, right?
Oh, Jesse. My whole family. My son is missing. My wife has run off with Zorro.
Did I wake you?
No. It was the rough channel crossing.
You're never awake, man.
Really? Then who's talking?
No, I mean, really, you're always sleeping. It's like living with a cat.
Did you wake me up to tell me that?
Yep.
Good night, Bridget.
No, Mayor, I know. That's what I mean. Mayor. Listen to me. I'm telling you, there's something I'm going to tell you here. This is very interesting. Now, I was lying in bed here trying to get to sleep. And I couldn't, so I tried to remember all the ways I used to go to sleep. And one of the ways I remembered, Mayor, is something I completely forgot.
Good night, Bert.
Listen, Mayor, look, like, do you realize that we haven't, in months, Mayor, months.
We haven't what?
Made love.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot all about it.
So did I.
How could we forget that, Mayor? I mean, that's not something you should have to write down.
Well, you've been so busy. I know that whenever I've wanted to, you've been too worried to.
Oh, what? So it's my fault now? Please, Mayor, how would you know? You're always asleep.
I can't help it. When I'm upset, I sleep. When I'm tired, I sleep. And because of Jess and Wendy, I'm upset. And because of the baby, I'm tired, so I sleep. And anyway, just last week, when I wanted to, and I told you I wanted to, you said no, not then.
I was at work.
It doesn't matter. When you're at home, you're at work.
Mary, I can't help it. I got two jobs here. I'm running a construction office. I'm sheriff and public life. I mean, that really ruins your private life.
You think that happens like presidents have problems like that? I mean, do you think that maybe Carter and Rosalind stop? Or that Reagan's going to stop?
I don't think Republicans do it. Listen, maybe we should make a date in advance, you know, like we sometimes used to do to go to the movies.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good idea. Okay, how about now? You busy?
Well, no, but I wanted to take a bath, and I'm too tired to take a bath.
Okay. And then how about Wednesday?
Wednesday. You can't Wednesday. You have the sheriff's auction.
Right, that's right.
Thursday. Is Thursday good?
Thursday.
No, you'll be too tired from Wednesday. And Friday, I have the dentist. Root canal.
Which means you're going to feel lousy all day Saturday.
Sunday
sounds good. Sunday good for you?
I think so. Unless, of course, the baby gets colicky.
Meh.
What?
Now.
Now. Bert, I didn't take a bath.
I don't care. I like you dirty. Come on, yeah, I'll pretend you're Anna Magnani and a little rose tattoo.
You pretend I'm someone else?
No. I don't have to. It's been so long. It's exciting. It's you.
You sure this is a good idea?
What could happen?
Okay, fine, I've seen enough.
Come on, they're just blowing off a little steam.
Steam? That's a little steam? You could heat Montreal in that steam.
Wait a minute. We have come all of this way. Now let's just flash Carol's picture around a little bit and see if anybody recognizes her, okay? Act natural.
Howdy.
Excuse me.
All right, now you try it. Yeah.
No, it's the wrist action you're not getting. It's more of a snap. Here, let me show you again. Now watch. Nice, clean motion.
Let's get a table, okay?
Yeah.
I guess this table was taken.
I'll have a beer.
You?
Two. And can I have a glass, please?
A glass?
Yeah, but a filthy one, okay? And some stale pretzels, huh?
I like the way you handle yourself, Dallas. Real cool.
Cool? My heart is doing laps in my shorts. Hi, good looking.
Hi.
Mind if I join you?
No, have a seat.
So, y'all new in town?
Yeah, we just come by to drink a little hooch and kick a little tush.
So, what's your name, Slim?
Slim.
Listen, Slim, what...
You know this girl?
It's Doris Day.
Came with a wallet. Have you seen this girl lately?
No.
Dad.
I'm just gonna wander around, see if anybody recognizes this picture, okay? Excuse me.
I'm glad she left. I'd like to ask you something personal, if you don't mind.
Ask away.
Are you two going together or anything?
No, no, no. It's just strictly business. No, no strings on me. I'm free as a bird.
Yeah? Then, you wouldn't mind if I asked her to dance?
Her? No, no, no. Heck no.
Shoot!
Whiskey.
Pardon me there, Wrangler. I was just wondering if...
Same again.
Please.
Never mind.
So that's what happened. So now I'm out looking for a mother. I wish I could help you, but I hadn't seen Carol in weeks.
Well, what can...
Carol? You know Carol? Every man never tied a hog knows Carol. That should surprise me more than it does. But you said you hadn't seen Carol.
You asked if I'd seen her lately. I hadn't seen any women lately.
What's up?
Slim here knows Carol.
What? Yeah, but you ain't gonna find her around here. She don't hang around a rodeo no more. She's into clowns now.
Clowns? You mean...
Yeah, that's it, clowns. Last I heard, she went off with the Farley Circus.
When was that?
About a week and a half ago.
Week and a half ago. Let's see. Farley. That means by now she'd be in Lompoc.
Lompoc? We have to go to Lompoc? Is there actually a place called Lompoc?
Give me a dollar.
Here you go, partner.
Excuse me, could you open them, please? Thank you. So, Slim? Here's to your health. What do you say we find the salad bar, okay?
Now that Jessica and El Puerco have decided to escape the enemy by boat, will they remember to bring along the Dramamine? Next time Jody and Maggie get a lead on Wendy, will they remember to make reservations in advance? Will Eunice ever get along with Annie? Will Billy ever find his mother? And who is spying on Gwen and Danny? These questions and many others will be answered in the next episode of Soap